sick of all these people talking out there.
Welcome back. Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods podcast. Oh, and it is August 7th. Oh, August 7th. Welcome. How are you? How was your weekend? How was my weekend? Mine was good. I'm glad. Thanks for asking. I had a good weekend. Tried to get the ceiling painted in the kitchen that I've been talking about for like 2 months. Even bought a ceiling pad, like one of those flat, it says perfect for smooth ceilings. And I'm like, perfect. I have a smooth ceiling in the kitchen. Well, what do you know? It was not perfect for smooth ceilings. It was actually the exact opposite. It sucked. So then, there I was, going back to Menards, walking through, getting me some more paint roller filler pads, and more paint, because I ran out of paint, because I can't calculate anything, because my ceiling's a little bit bigger than I thought. And then, it's my own insecurity coming out. I got small ceilings or whatever, you know? Not giving myself enough credit for the ceiling size. It's not even my house. I just live here. And, yeah, and then Dana got into a huge argument about a wine rack and a bar cart. Because I think if you own a bar cart, you're an alcoholic. Right? That's what I think. But maybe I'm crazy. Because she's like, I need the counter space back from the wine rack. Do you know how big the wine rack is, people? 6 inches. Okay? It's 6 inches wide. It stands tall, but it's 6 inches wide. It stands like maybe a foot tall, maybe less. It's got three bottles of wine on it, one bottle of vodka, one bottle of whiskey, and an empty bottle of tequila on it. And so she's like, I need my counter space back. So what's the solution? Do you think if you have a 6-inch wine rack on the counter, what do you think the solution is? Buying a bar cart? Buying a 30-inch bar cart? That's a net loss where you have 24 more inches of counter space. Now we have 24 more. Now we have to put that shit somewhere. My least favorite thing in the world about women, and maybe about just in general people, is how come if things come in a container that is suitable for those things, if things come in a container that is suitable for those things, why do we have to buy another container for those things? We're just buying shit that comes in shit that we now have to buy shit to put that shit in. Extremely wasteful, in my humble opinion. Wasteful of space, wasteful of material, just wasteful. Just wasteful. And it looks stupid. I'm tired of acting like it doesn't look stupid. My coffee grounds, coffee beans, I grind them myself, you know what I mean? My coffee ground beans come in a container. I can't put grounds back in with my beans, so I had to buy a little airtight container. So after I ground them, I put them in the little airtight container, because that's practical, because they don't come in a container that is suitable. But in the case of this, why do we need another cart? Another thing. More things. Things, 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 things. Forever and ever, we're all just looking to buy more things. How can we get more things? Things, things, things. I think I'm going to tell you guys something. And I'm going to be honest with you. And I want you to bear with me. But how do I say this without sounding bad? I'm going to be honest that I think dictators might have been onto something. Now, hold on, because think about, for example, my own practicality here. Like, they just got shit done. Like, Stalin's 5-year plan, oh, he went too fast, oh, people died. Yeah, people died. But, like, what was the alternative? They would never have, like, real jobs? He had to take that farmland back because people were being greedy. I mean, think about it. There's no free economy. They live in Russia. I mean, you know what I mean? And then, like, what was the alternative? Never have factories? A slow plan? Guy wanted to get it done. He got shit done. Mao Zedong. Got shit done. I'm not going to talk about the other guy. He did some things that are a little popular. Or unpopular. Almost too popular. What is the word? Infamous? But here's my thing with dictators. I was walking down the road. I went on a walk because, you know, I love going on little walks. I love going on my walks. And I was walking and I kicked. The sidewalk was all mucked up. And so one was really high and higher than the other. So I kicked it with my bad foot. That's fine, by the way. Don't worry about me. I'm a marvel. I'm a marvel of human excellence. Okay? And athletic achievement for coming back the way I did. Oh, I golfed Friday on the foot. Didn't hurt a bit. And I was able to dunk in, a little chip in for you, off the side of the green, 10 to 15 yards away. No big deal, saved par. And the more I tell that story, the farther away that ball will have gotten from the pin. That's the thing about being a bad golfer. Every time I'm going to tell the story about how I chipped in my ball, it's going to be even more improbable. When in reality, it was only 10 to 15 yards away. Eventually, the story is going to be it was from the sand, and I had to really get my club face low because the sand trap was much lower than the green. And then the next time I tell the story, there will be a tree in the way, and I had to go over top of the tree. So I had to get really low on it, and it went in. And then the next time I tell the story, it's going to be sitting in half an inch of water. Who cares? I suck at golf, and when people try to argue with me, you weren't there, buddy. How would you know? How would you know? Just like I hit a drive 300 yards. How'd you know? Just got a good, I got a hold of it. But what I was saying about the sidewalks is every time I kicked the sidewalk, hurt myself, hurt bad. And then I was walking and thought, you know what? I would get some shit started here. And then Dana had to bear through, had to ride with me as I went on this long tangent about how, you see all these broken sidewalk pieces? She's like, yeah. I'm like, every unemployed person would get a phone call from me in every city across the town. And I'd be like, look, you working? You got any disabilities? Why are you not working? And they'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, nope. Starting Monday, you have a job. You're going to get paid $50 per sidewalk square that gets fixed. And we're going to make it look even. We're going to make it look nice out there. And they're going to be like, oh my knee. Stop bitching. And then guess what happens? When people bitch, yeah, you know what's going to happen. They're still going to work, just not on the sidewalks. And we're gonna put these people to work. There's no messing around anymore. Like, think about this student loan thing. Like, the funniest thing about the student loan repayment, I know I'm on this thing for so long, but I'm facing this issue as a student loan borrower, somebody that wanted to go to college in this country. I owe back not too much money. I owe back a very normal amount of money. I'm not buried in debt. I just have, you know, debt. My payments will be very reasonable. But think about a year and a half ago when the president had put forward a plan on how to get student loans paid back. Or he's like, look, we're going to forgive some loan money. I was included in that. I would have had a good chunk of it forgiven. And then a year and a half goes by and they're like, yeah, we didn't make it. We didn't make it happen. What? What? Why is it that we are in the country where it's supposed to be like democracy and all this stuff, but it feels like every time I go on the internet and I read about a law that got passed, I'm like, who does this help? Who does this help? And it's like somebody's like, you need to learn the tax code, blah, blah, blah. I'm not learning the tax code. I pay taxes. You charge me the taxes. I pay you. You should know how much to charge me. That's how this works. It's not like, oh, we messed up, blah, blah, blah. No, no. You didn't mess up. You did it. It's over. You don't get to come back and be like, actually, you owe this. No, no, no. Not how it works, pal. Not how it works, buckaroo. You're getting the money you get from me. And so in the case of the student loan thing, look, president said $10,000 to $20,000. Make it disappear. Oh, but Ryan, because I know everyone's going to throw around the socialism word and communism, blah, blah, blah. You made those choices, Ryan, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I did make those choices. Correct. But things happen. I keep getting emails that are asked, like, is this still your information? Is this still your information? Hey, Ryan, your payment's going to be due here soon. No, it's not. Sorry. Nope. Figure it out. You guys are the one that paused them. You don't just get to say, oh, hey, you're good. Now you're not good. Hey, don't pay us. And now pay us. No, that's not how it works. You're good. We're good on that. We're good. That's all I got to say about that, is that we're good. What else did we do this weekend? Oh, I watched a Jake Paul fight. I know a lot of people have a lot of thoughts about the Paul brothers, but I have two things to say. One, every time I see a Logan Paul's on one of these WWE pay-per-views, I'm always a little skeptical. I'm like, you know, whatever, blah, 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 Logan Paul, you know, I know, blah, blah, I get it. And then he goes out there and has a great match. And I'm like, this guy's actually good. And it's not spot festy. It's not over the top. It's actually a good match. I'm actually impressed. I like him. I like the matches. And then two, while Jake Paul may not be the best boxer in the world, I'm admitting that as somebody who really doesn't know much about boxing, he's the only boxer I ever hear people talking about. And the only boxer I ever see people challenging to fights. And when it comes to combat sports, it's kind of all about selling the fight. And he's exceptionally good at that. And so you want to tell me, oh, he beat up another old man. He did all this, blah, blah, blah. Hey, look, I'm not saying he's the greatest. Hell, I don't even know if he's good. I have no idea. But what I do know is when I listen to my podcasts that I listen to that are sports related, none of them are talking about boxing unless it involves one of the Paul brothers being challenged or in a fight. So what is it? He's a good salesperson for himself. He's like exceptionally good at it. I want to watch his fights because I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what the draw is. I kind of knew what was going to happen. He was a huge favorite in that fight. I don't know why I wanted to see it. I don't know what I gained from it. I just kind of was like up too late on Saturday. But like that was it. I just was excited. After it was done, I was like, you know what? That wasn't so bad. It was actually a good fight. I don't think Jake dominated Nate Diaz, who can just take punches, man. Like, that was a thing. Nate Diaz doesn't go down, but he's got a lot of scar tissue on his face, man. He's not a guy. You see Nate Diaz, you see a guy that looks like Nate Diaz at the bar, or you see a couple guys that look like Nate Diaz at the bar, scar tissue everywhere, their face a little puffier because they've just been getting the shit kicked out of them and just been in fights. You're not messing with those guys. Because I always thought you should be able to sell, like, appearance packages for guys. You know, girls put on eyelashes and go out and try to look hot. What if guys could buy, like, wearable and detachable cauliflower ear? And nobody would mess with you at the bar. You see a guy with cauliflower ear, you're not messing with that guy. No matter how their body looks, you're like, he knows some shit. That's all I'm saying, is you should be able to, we should sell that. We should sell cauliflower ear that's like fake that you could take off, not so gross, and so people can wear it, and then they probably won't get it. There'd be less bar fights if everybody had cauliflower ear, but then everybody would be, I guess only a select few of us, but like a scar down the side of your face. How'd you get that? Don't worry about it, pal. Why do you sound like Batman? Exactly. I just don't understand. The Jake Paul hate makes sense. He's very hateable. Very hateable. He makes silly jokes. The boo if you're a virgin joke. So funny. Classic. But I'll be honest. He sells fights, and that's what that's about. At what point, if you watch wrestling, at what point was the greatest in-ring technician the best wrestler for the WWE? It just didn't happen. So in boxing, it's kind of the same way. While The Rock and John Cena and Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin were all the biggest stars at whatever point in wrestling, they were never the best in the ring. Or they were never the most, you would never say they were the most skilled technicians. So when it comes to boxing, it's really never about being the best boxer, especially in today's age where they're really not fighting for anything other than just like, because. And for money. And so if it's about money and just cause, why is Jake Paul not the best boxer at that? He's the best at that. He's the best salesperson. And that's kind of all that matters, right? He's not fighting for titles. I don't know what his goals are. He'd tell you his goals are everything. He wants it all, which is fine. Go ahead. Go get it. But why are no boxers being called out other than Jake Paul? Everybody wants to fight Jake Paul because he's the biggest ticket in town. Him and Logan Paul are the biggest ticket when it comes to boxing. Not saying that they're the best. Not saying that they're even good. I have no idea. I'm just telling you that the only time I hear about boxing, the only time boxing is brought up in the mainstream, not on your niche boxing podcast. And if anyone knows anything about niche podcasts, it's me. The only time that boxing is brought up in the mainstream podcasting internet world and on TV is when they're talking about Jake Paul. He's the biggest star in boxing. Whether he's good or not, I don't know. I don't know. I just know I went and watched the fight. It wasn't bad. It's not like he dominated it because Nate Diaz is tough. Okay? Breaking news. Don't know if you were aware of this, but my initial reaction was this Nate Diaz guy doesn't go down. So that's what I have to say about that, man. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that. What else did you guys do this weekend? Did you guys do anything else fun? I got to get serious for a second. I saw... you guys see Jose Ramirez? You guys see Jose Ramirez knock out Tim Anderson? Tim Anderson wanted to fight Jose Ramirez. You try to fight Jose Ramirez, he knocks you out. That's, I guess, the moral of the story here. Knocked Tim Anderson out cold. And it really actually brought me back. There was this video game when I was young. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a video game when I was young that reminded me of that Jose Ramirez Tim Anderson fight. It was MLB Slugfest. They would say 2003 when the game started. It was like MLB Slugfest 2003. And they would have, it was Alex Rodriguez on the cover for the Rangers. And you could slide into second base and you could legitimately fight at second base, like a hockey video game or like a hockey. It'd be like hockey. You would slide into second base. The guy would check your ass. You'd get up and just start wailing on him. And that was kind of what it was like watching Jose Ramirez beat up Tim Anderson. So good for Jose. Follows me on Twitter, by the way. People don't know that. I think he follows 280 people. I'm one of them. Shout out Jose Ramirez. Maybe he'll see this. So MLB Slugfest. My parents would give me any video game. NASCAR Thunder, MLB Slugfest, Thrillville. What else was in there? All the NBA games. I think I had NHL 2003. All the NBA 2Ks, of course. NBA Live 04 with Vince Carter on the cover. One time, my friend Ciro came over, and we had a sleepover, and I think we played a full 12-minute NBA Live game, and we scored like 400 points or something crazy. And I think Vince Carter, for me, I think he was using the Lakers, which is kind of cheating, and I was using the Raptors, and I think I scored like, I had to score 150 points with Vince Carter. And that's the facts. Good times, man. You remember sleepovers? Remember sleepovers? You wouldn't go to sleep. The whole point of sleeping over is you could hang out longer. Sleepovers are fun, man. I eventually stopped liking sleepovers because like waking up the next day sucked. Waking up at someone's house. I always thought my friends had a great life because we'd go sleep over at their house and then I'd wake up and their mom would be cooking me breakfast. Cooking us breakfast. We'd be having a whole spread. Bacon, biscuits, sausage, gravy, the whole nine, fruit. And I'm like, this is how you guys wake up every day? My mom just comes to my room and just yells at me to get up. Get out of bed. It's time to get up. My mom was so annoying. Ugh. The worst was getting up for school because if you didn't answer immediately, she'd come in your room, she'd open the door because I guess she had anxiety. I had an alarm. So I'd get up, I think for high school, I got up at 5:15. I had an alarm and my mom would come in at like 5:12, 5:13, kind of whenever she finished up in the bathroom. And she would just come and open my door and she'd always have the light on in the hallway and it was bright as hell for right away. And she's like, time to get up. And then I would be like, she'd be like, she would take two steps. And if I didn't say anything, she'd be like, time to get up. And I'm like, I'm up. Like I was in prison or boot camp. Two places I've never been. So I'm just making an assumption about prison or boot camp. If I can get drinking my Monster Energy, ultra peachy keen, zero sugar, 10 calories, 310 milligrams of sodium. 13% of your daily value is sodium. Damn, you guys ever read the back of a fucking energy drink can? Holy hell. It has niacin, which is vitamin B3, 250% of your daily value. It has vitamin B6, which is 230% of your daily value. Has vitamin B12, 490% of your daily value. And pantothenic acid, which they have in parentheses here as vitamin B5, 400% of your daily value. Holy shit. Shit's good, though. Shit is good, though. You guys remember Amp? Amp was good, dude. Didn't stick around very long, but Amp was cool. Fuck. Then I always feel bad about myself on Sunday nights. Not to get dark on you, but I always feel bad about myself on Sunday nights. So if I can get honest with you guys for a second, because you guys are the only people I talk to about this kind of stuff, and you would say, "Oh Ryan, find a therapist," or "Oh Ryan, find a therapist," or you know, talk to family, friends. I'm like, no, I can talk to this microphone and think, and actually nobody's listening, but whatever. I guess it's really just talking with myself. People did not like that title of this podcast. Now, you're a real one if you remember talking with myself. You're a real one, but every Sunday night, I just get this feeling of dread. Some would call it the Sunday scaries. And last night in particular sucked so bad. I don't know why, but it sucked so bad. And I go through a lot of time where I find myself being really mean to myself. And it always kind of happens around this time of year. It's always early August to like mid-September. I'm always just, maybe it's being a Browns fan or something, but or going when school would start and I sucked at school. So maybe it's those two things. But dude, like I was down on myself last night and I remember just being really mean to myself. But it was kind of a weird feeling because I was aware that I was being mean to myself about some things, like being mean to myself about how much money I spent or how I look or how I ate and all this stuff. So for example, I would eat like hell. If I eat like shit, I get mad at myself. But not like in the healthy, like, oh, you got to be better kind of way. I get like mad at myself. But I'm aware that I'm being mad at myself. So it's a really, it sucks. And I don't know what that's called. I don't know if there's a medical condition for it. I don't think I have a problem. I just think I'm dumb. Like, what is it? Let me Google it. What is it? What does it mean when you are super mad at yourself? We have unrealistic expectations. Oh, wow. Google just solved all my problems. 5 reasons we all get mad at ourselves. If I have to sign up. Now, that'll make you mad. And how to stop. We can't accept our mistakes. Okay, there's one. You compare yourself to others. Yep. And we have unrealistic expectations of ourselves. There's 2 more, but I'm never going to read those because I'm not signing up for your website. I don't want another email. But yeah, I just get upset at myself. And I was crushing myself. I got in the shower, was mad at myself. Got out of the shower, mad at myself. Avoided the mirror for obvious reasons. Went and sat on the couch, called myself lazy. It was 11:30 at night, and I'm like sitting there like calm myself. I'm screaming at myself, basically, like, you're lazy, you're not getting anything done, blah, 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 you're all this. And so I don't know why I do that. So maybe what I'm trying to tell you is that it's okay to give yourself a break. Maybe what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm going to try to give myself the benefit of the doubt. I can make mistakes. And I can be... I mean, I feel like if I'm making mistakes, but I'm self-aware of them, does that make it worse or better? Because I'm aware that I'm making the mistake, but I don't know how to be better yet. I'm aware that I'm mad at myself, but I'm not sure how to stop. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm dumb, but I'm not dumb. The internal struggle, the yin and the yang, man. Yeah, I don't. I just don't like feeling that way. Who would, Ryan? Who would like feeling that way? I don't know, man. I don't know who would like feeling that way. I don't know anything. That's all I have to say, man. I'm gonna try to be nicer to myself this week. That's what our goal is for this week. Be nicer to ourselves. You know, you make a chip in at a golf course. You know, you make dinner at home. Start celebrating small things. That's what I'm gonna try to do, you know? So, yeah, that's the podcast. Still don't know about that kid's date. Don't know how it went. Maybe it went so well that they've run off and they've gotten married. So hopefully he emails in. If he email me back, tell me how it went. I'm interested. Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Follow me in links below. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
I'm just sitting on your front porch, wondering how could I be so far from my home. And my mind is somewhere else, but when I find it, I'll patch up where it's been blown. Now I'm just floating on the breeze, and I feel I'm falling like these leaves. I must be cornerstone. Oh, but when I reach that ground, I'll share this peace of mind I found. I can feel it in my bones, but it's gonna take a little time for me to set that parking brake and let myself unwind. Shine that light on. Tell you my stories. Shine on me, and I will find a song. I'll heart so thin that they're damn near gone. I guess now they just weren't built to last. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make sense of what I can, of where I'm going. Oh,